Hey, with Tableau 6, we also have a feature called Advanced Calculations. I'm here with Ross Bunker, Senior Software Engineer. Ross, this sounds like calculations you do in a spreadsheet like Excel. How is Tableau's solution different?
Well, it is a lot like Excel. We looked. There are a lot of calculations that people do in Excel that up to now they haven't been able to do in Tableau. They're usually calculations that are really difficult for databases as well. They tend to, you know, in Excel you reference the previous cell and you look up a value in a specific place and do differences from that or something. And one of the nice things about the way Tableau does it is that you define the calculation once, and then it's able to replicate it across the different cells. In Excel, you have to define the calculation in one cell, and then you have to manually copy it. And a lot of times, you know, things will get out of whack. You'll edit it in one place and copy it, but you'll miss a spot. You know, some of the later versions of Excel have some features to try to mitigate that with little green corners that light up and... But what's nice in Tableau is that it's a more formal calculation definition, and so you don't run into a lot of those issues. You can also, in Tableau, one of the nice things is that you can write the calculation once, and then you can reuse it in multiple visualizations where the dimensions that you're using change. So in one, you might be wanting to do the difference from first, but first is the first state. In another, it might be the first year. And you can use the same calculation in each of those different visualizations and simply tweak it to tell it what first means in that visualization.
Well, Ross, let's talk about some typical scenarios that would be involved with advanced calculations, such as difference from average, sampling. Can you give us some scenarios?
Sure. So, difference from average is a great example. A lot of times, you know, you'll want to look at your sum of sales across all your states, but you'd really like to know not necessarily how they're all performing individually, but how they vary. And one way to do that would be to compute an average for all the states, and then to see how your individual states differ from that average. And in Tableau 6, you can simply create a calculation that computes that difference and displays that rather than the individual pieces. Another great example is the ability to do ratios between running sums. Previously in Tableau, you could do running sums, but you couldn't divide one by the other. So that's really a common theme of these is, you know, sort of doing things you could do before in Tableau, you know, with running sums or differences, but they would only be a single value or a single result, and now you can take those and compose them and create multiple things, multiple results. Another good example is ranking. Previous to Tableau 6, you could do some ranking functionality, but it was sort of cumbersome because you had to really change. You had to define some special groups and sort them in certain ways. And now in Tableau 6, when you want to define those rankings, you can actually tell us exactly which dimensions you want to rank by and how you want those rankings sorted, for example, by descending sum of profit or sum of sales. And then you can also break them up by some of those things. So a great example is if you want to do, you want to see your top 10 salespeople by region. Well, what you do is you would sort all the regions and salespeople according to the sum of profit, and then you would say restart every region. And in each region, then, it would give you your top 10 salespeople.
Can you do sampling?
You can look around the current, for a given row and column, you can actually look above, in the row above, or in the column to the left and right, and see what the values are around you in order to calculate averages or weighted averages or other things that let you, get a better average sense of your data instead of having to look at all the raw pieces, which are sometimes anomalous because of outliers.
So I want to make sure I get this right. I mean, it sounds like the table calculations have become fully configurable in Tableau 6. How does Tableau add that flexibility while keeping table calc simple and usable by less sophisticated users?
Well, that's a great question. You know, we looked very hard at how do we add this new functionality without complicating the existing user experience. You know, one of the things that happens in software products is that as you add functionality, things get cluttered and it gets hard to find things. The path we took was to try to think about how people naturally progress through the process of learning the product and moving on to more complex operations. So today, the way you access table calculations is you grab a field like sum of profit and you drag it out, and then you click on it and you say, I want to do a quick calculation like running total or moving average or something like that. Well, once you get to that stage, if you edit that table calculation, there's a customize button. And when you click on that, what it does is it goes and creates a new calculation in your data source that embodies the functionality that you've described through the menuing system and simply translates it into our calculation language. So it's a very natural progression to let you move from the menu-driven path that we've laid out for newer users to move them into the space where they're starting to author their own calculations in our rich calculation language. And that's all functionality that existed before, but we've added these new functions to it now that make it far more expressive than it used to be.
So can you do table calculations on table calculations?
Well, yeah, that's a great example of how the flexibility is so dramatically increased. In Tableau, previous to 6.0, you could do calculations on table calculations, but only one level. You could, for example, do a running total, and then you could, say, take the difference in that running total. Or you could do moving averages and compute the percent of the total. But there was just that very limited layering. And now in Tableau 6, because you can write the calculation in our calculation language, you can create arbitrarily complex calculations that layer these in, 3, 4, 5, 6 levels deep. And in addition to that, you can actually layer them in by creating individual table calculations that you then reference. You can actually create extremely complex things that move first along rows and then along columns to really create extremely complex results, and all still within the existing user interface that most people are accustomed to.
Russ, it really seems like this is a very different and new paradigm, because the traditional business intelligence products out there in Excel, I think it's almost impossible to do table calculations on table calculations.
Well, yeah, in Excel is a great example of a tool that is so amazingly general. You can compute something in one place, and then you can go and refer to it anywhere else. But the problem, again, is that each of those references is completely individual, and anytime you edit any one of them, you run the chance of totally messing up because they're so layered and so dependent on one another, and they're replicated everywhere. There's 1,000 instances of these things. In Tableau, you have a very concise place to just define these things, and then you can layer them as much as you want. One of the really neat features is you can do things like create a table calculation that computes a moving average, and then you can actually define a table calculation that uses that moving average to look up a value of that moving average for a specific value that the user chooses, and then you can use that to compute the difference from some other value somewhere else. And then, it goes on and on. You can then use that to do something else. And it really gives you a flexibility to be able to create really rich applications, all without having to write any code, write any scripting, or anything else other than, this set of functions that really are a lot like Excel.
So what else is innovative about the advanced calculation feature?
Well, so one of the things we tried really hard to do is make them reusable. So the typical way that you do these things is you have a visualization and you want to do a running total, let's say, along region. Well, in a lot of other things, region would be a part of that calculation. You'd have to say, oh, this is along region. And then if you want to use basically the same calculation, but you want to do it along dates or along salespeople or something like that, you actually have to write new calculations every time. In Tableau, the along part, if you will, of these table calculations, that is the table structure that they're using to move forward and backward and compute running totals is not part of the definition. The definition is a very simple, running sum of profit. And when you use it then in a visualization, it takes a look at what the fields in play in that visualization are and lets you choose among them to figure out what you want to run along. So you can create a very rich set of calculations. And one of the great values of this is that you can have power users who are really comfortable creating these very rich calculations. And they can create them in the Tableau data model. And then the business users who maybe aren't as mathematically experienced with creating these types of functions can still use them because they embody some calculation that they understand the business value of. And then they can customize it for the view simply by choosing what they want it to run along, what they want, what dates they want it to apply to, and that sort of thing. And so I think that separation of the definition of the calculation from how that calculation is computed within the context of a visualization is a really innovative piece of what we're doing.
Sounds very innovative. And I'm sure you had many design issues as you went along. Did you feel like you solved any of those in a particularly fascinating way?
I think the overall path of how we move users from the less sophisticated, simple interactions, using our menus, and move them along the path to be able to access the richness of the calculation language, was really something we thought a lot about. In addition to using a customized button to create these calculations in our existing dialogues, we also have some menu options to let you change, whether they're moving along rows or columns or how those running totals are computed. And we really try to create a lot of opportunity for users to customize the calculation without having to go deeply into understanding everything that's going on. And we tried to really, think about it from a customer perspective, how to reach the most customers with such varying levels of comfort with calculations, and just how to really maximize the utility while still retaining all the flexibility that we wanted to be able to present to them.
Well, Ross, what was the most exciting thing about working on the advanced calculation feature?
Well, I did the original table calculations in Tableau 2.0, and it was really fun to work on those. And we had a lot of customers asking for running totals and percent differences. And when we first did those, it was great because we sort of picked the most common things that people wanted, and we tried to create this little framework for it. And it sort of languished for a few years there. And so for me, the really exciting thing was, I'd been thinking about this for a long time, and the opportunity to finally be able to answer customers, how do I do this with, you do it this way instead of, well, you can't quite do that yet, or you have to use Excel. For me, it was just really exciting to finally be to a place where we could really keep people in Tableau and not have them have to go out to Excel and do a bunch of stuff and then take that Excel work and bring it into Tableau, that they could instead stay in Tableau and do these things in a rich, simple interface. That was just a great feeling because, and I'm particularly excited here at the conference because, we're showing it to users and I can finally say, yes, here's how you do it,
Well, it sure seems like you're accelerating what a business user can do. You take what was in 2.0 and now you add this feature and it's like you just create a whole different sandbox for them.
Yeah, it's really fun to be able to, enable all of these solutions that just weren't possible before in Tableau. And, there are a lot of products where they aren't possible. There are some where they are, but the products where they are possible, are usually very cumbersome, and people who are loyal to Tableau and who value what Tableau brings, finally have a solution for them that can not only answer the questions they have, but I hope it will also enable them to ask questions they've never been able to ask before and see those results in a visual interface that gives them answers that they've always wanted but haven't even known that they needed.
Well, Ross, there's many at this conference who are just as excited as you, and it's great for you to take the time and talk with me today about advanced calculations.
All right, thanks very much.